This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Some News. The sleeves have just been rolled up. That means, I mean business, Eric.
Boom. Boom. Chicka boom.
You're so down. Why did you turn it into the porn music? Why did it start out with like boom, boom, chicka boom?
Because that's where all the music is.
The sleeves go up, the trousers come down. I see what's happening. So this is Some News, the radio show where we talk about some news. Obviously, there are some news stories. How many have you got? You see, you've got three.
Got three.
Okay, I can go first. Okay. We should have planned that before. It's fine.
It's fine. We'll just cut this out.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. There are some news stories that we won't be having jokes on. Like these, for example. New research says a Mediterranean diet can add years to your life. And that is why I eat so many pizzas.
TalkTalk lives up to its name by chatting about people's private information, while Carphone Warehouse finally starts giving customers large buildings for their raw materials.
Scandal after Bruno Tully, whatever his name is, said bollocks on Strictly Come Dancing. BBC bosses are furious that he is promoting the X Factor during that show.
Jerry Hall has been romantically linked with 84-year-old Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
Hall is said to be attracted to Murdoch because he looks so much younger than Mick Jagger.
Oh, gosh. An expert say that physical fitness has been linked to a more youthful brain.
Ooh.
And I still find farts funny, so no more exercise needed for me, baby.
Sometimes that is exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a good one.
Woo!
I tell you, I sweat. You sweat,
you get stomach cramps afterwards. Like, oh, I don't need to do a sit-up, so I push that bad boy out.
13 people were injured after a car crashed into the smoking area outside a nightclub, proving once again, smoking is bad for you.
And those are the news stories that we will not be having any jokes on today, but we can go into the main slice of the show. I pressed that wrong button. I'm on form today.
this is going very well.
Thank you. the main beast of the show that will have some news in it. We don't know what's happening. There's one person who does. Do you know who that is, Amanda?
Is it Will?
Oh,
no, he's not actually there, so I think it might be me then.
I think it's you.
Oh, yes.
No pressure, but you've seen how bad we've been so far
today. It's
been
slick, hasn't it?
You need to be carrying this show a little bit today. We are looking to you as our saviour.
What's been going on this weekend to make you so inept?
Clock's changed. Oi.
Oi. That's a little harsh. A little bit harsh.
The coffee's not kicked in. Here's the problem, right? This.
Why have you got Father Christmas on your coffee?
Exactly. Not. This is my point. This, Costa, if you're listening,
it's too early to
have the Santa cups out. We've not even gone. So I'm not calling this a Santa cup. This is a Jeremy Corbyn cup. So now, look, you do this, look. I'm Jeremy.
Take
the picture and tweet it later on. Hello, I'm Jeremy Corbyn.
I bet he doesn't believe in Santa.
Prioritize Christmas.
I bet he would never kiss Santa's ring.
Anyway, okay. So as you said, Steve, the clocks have changed this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm personally all right with the old clocks change. I think it's quite a, you know, because it's a point of conversation twice a year, isn't it?
Are you that desperate for conversation?
Usually. Because, you know, it's like, oh, this
I can't
time.
Wait for 6 months from now when I have something to say to people.
Do you have that bit where you're in the pub with your friends halfway through September and you're like, so, not long till the clocks change.
Wow. Sometimes it's a good conversation piece because, you know, you always have that, oh, this time tomorrow it's going to be dark.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
because you could talk
changed.
About, you know, Syria refugee crisis.
Yeah.
You could talk about the movement of labor to the left and is it electable again. You could talk about what's happening.
Eric, you sound like a great laugh to go out for a drink with.
Talk about this problem that I've got with my left bollocks.
Eric, your left bollocks? Why do you have plural on the left? Has Beyonce been round your nutsack again?
Ever since Corbyn got in, I've been leaning to the left.
You see, this already is not meant to be what's in the show. We're not meant to be talking about Corbyn's effect on your nads.
They've gotten hairier as well. They look like little bearded Santas.
They look like my Costa cup, because I'm not going to finish this drink now.
To be honest, Costa and I have a deal, and those are my testicles.
Oh. Is that what the old Paradise Street blend is? I thought it was... It actually says it's nuttier, and
now you know
why.
Now you know why. That's how I'm putting my kids through college.
Oh,
so,
good grief. Okay.
So going back to
the clocks, anyway, I don't know about you, but I want to know more about it. So we've got a very special guest on called Dr. Becky Spellman.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to talk about us going into hibernation mode.
Oh, and it's linked to the Clarkson thing.
It's linked to the Clarks.
See, I mean, last time we tried to talk about this, I think no one was understanding my point. It's a campaign. Piers Morgan had the gun thing in America. If we want the show to be big, I need a campaign. And my campaign is, get off my clock.
Yeah.
Stop touching my clock.
Oh, you're not a fan of the clock change, no?
What? No.
Were you not listening to the show last week?
Not at all.
Was I listening to the show last week?
When this campaign was launched. Against...
No, I do remember it. But once something's finished, it's pretty much gone.
But this battle is not over, right? This battle is not over. Just because I've lost this year, because the clocks have changed, I'll take it as a defeat. But very much like Scotland, I will keep campaigning until I get the result that I want. So I think next year, I think we should just stay an hour ahead of GMT.
Well, I think the way most campaigns start is you making a personal choice. You should personally choose to not change your clock.
Only just on the watch. The one in the car is not... I'm not going to touch that all year.
Don't you do it, because I have clocks that I don't change. And just for 6 months of the year, they're wrong. And then they're right again.
Do you mention that when you're talking in the pub about the clocks?
I can't wait to tell people that little fact about myself.
I've enjoyed it too much.
I think Piers Morgan is a good role model for this, because that campaign against guns in America worked really well for him. Mm. I mean, he got sacked and is now doing pretty much...
Do you know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
He's going to be working on what's it called? Like Hello to Britain in the morning. Good morning, Britons. With the woman who flirts, Suzanne Reid.
GMT.
But it's not called that anymore, is it?
Isn't it?
And if I had my way, it would be called GMTV plus one. What?
Is that the
Good Morning Britain? Isn't it?
Good morning. Yeah.
It's just Good Morning because it's the
Good Morning Britain.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
He's going to be working on that.
Is he?
Yeah. He's got the job. He's going to be presenting 3 days a week on Good Morning Britain. I know it seems like I'm heading towards one of my usual pullback reveal punchlines. I'm not. It was 2 weeks ago. That was in the news. He's going to be working with Suzanne Reid. If ever there's someone that she can manage to finally not flirt with, I think we found him. but no, it's pretty proper. He's got that job.
Well, that's not. At least on national television, CNN, one of the biggest profile shows on that network, and now he's got 3 days a week.
And so if I have a campaign here, I can pretty soon be stood somewhere near Suzanne Reid begging for a job or something. So,
well, aren't you in the Romford Recorder this week?
Where is
he's
it?
In the Romford Recorder.
In the Romford
every week.
I know, but there's an actual facial picture.
There's a facial picture. This is my newspaper column. This is not an article about me. This is my
You're
newspaper
column. You're wearing the
column.
Same shirt.
No, I'm not.
No,
oh, come on, love.
All right, it's slightly. Sorry, what did you just call me?
Come on, love. Now we're talking fashion, so I can camp it up.
We just gone back to the 1980s.
You guys are both wearing.
I'm getting camp because we're talking about
checkered.
Talking about these are autumnal colours. These I've gone with more of an aqua today. Hello, love. It was more of one of those. It wasn't a oh, darling. It was a hello, love.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've cleared that up. So we've got a few guests on today. We also have. Have you ever wondered about the behaviour of animals? I know I do all the time.
Why, yes, I have. Could someone enlighten me about that?
Oh, well, I'm so glad that that's your attitude towards it, Eric, because we've got Fiona Whelan. She's an animal behaviourist, and she's coming on the phone.
Get out.
Okay.
No, he means it.
So we're going to find out what's behind I don't want to panic anybody, but I think the fire alarm's going off again for the second time this morning.
Yeah, fire, Schmeier.
So, we're going to be okay. Are we all right?
Will's going to save us, he just said, so it's going to be fine. Okay, so anyway, we'll find out all about the behaviour of pets. I mean, you two don't have pets at the moment, do you?
Not at the moment, no. You've still got the hamsters.
Sorry.
I'm a hamster. Have you not heard
Does that
about...
count? Is that not like a goldfish?
Oh, she's dissing you left, right and centre today.
Get out. No, get the fuck out. I can't believe that you would say that about Nibbles.
Nibbles. Oh.
Nibbles.
Nibbles.
Not Nimbles.
Oh,
Nibbles.
I thought...
That'd be a good name as well. Nibbles.
So,
ask Fiona about Nibbles.
And there is a thing. It was in the Independent yesterday that apparently, if you want to know if a cat is aggressive, you just need to look at its colour.
Really?
So it's the most offensive thing the Independent has gone with for ages, but properly, if the cat includes the genes that gives it areas of whiteness, if it's an entirely white cat, it's like a caldida, I can't remember. So there's a word that begins with a C that means white. You know, like candida means white in Greek.
Ancient,
yeah. It's candida.
I thought that was a yeast infection.
Because of the colour that... That's why it's called that. #fact fans. Because if the yeast infection produces a white deposit, that's why you end up calling it candida.
Candida.
Depends which way you say it. And candidate comes from the same Greek word, because they used to wear white robes.
Oh.